Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Did you hear about Jace and Missy on Duck Dynasty? The guys at Duck Dynasty?
Jace?
Yeah, Jace and his wife, I believe her name is Missy, that they were doing an interview. And in their interview, they were being confronted by saying, you know, money's nothing, you know, because obviously they got a lot of money now.
Right, right.
And he's like, oh, you don't even understand. And he begins to explain it. We got that interview. You've got to hear this. This is Jace and his wife. Now, Jace is the, if you've never seen this program that kind of captures the life of these guys who make duck calls and did. And it's obviously a big industry right now, but it's a family. And it's a Christian family. And somebody came and asked them to be able to do a reality show, which is them in their lives.
Right.
And they said, well, first was no. Secondly, if this works, it's got to be God. And thirdly is we're going to talk about God through the whole thing. So if you're going to do it, it has to be God. And it all happened. It came to pass. And these bearded, camouflaged, and they were really intelligent people, by the way, with degrees in teaching and business and all
that. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, but this is Jace. Jace is the one, if you've seen it, he's the one that gives his brother, he's the cynic in the crew. You know, he's pretty logical. He's a lot like his dad.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely a lot like his dad.
But he's not the CEO. He tried that once, I remember.
That didn't work.
But this is Jace explaining it here with his wife, and they're asking the question. Listen up. Duck Dynasty.
The reason I said fame and fortune was frivolous to me is because we were raised really poor. I mean, my brothers, we had one bed, one room, but nobody told us we were poor. And, you know, I was just as happy. We were in the outdoors. Every day was an adventure to me. And the reason is because we love, you know, who we're with our family. Love to, and that's really the reason we love to hunt. It's not so much about what we get to eat or, you know, how many ducks we shoot. It's about who we're with. And so if you're happy in that situation and you realize what true happiness is, which to me is God, people, and then whatever else, number three, with me it's ducks, I realize, you know, what are you going to buy? You can't buy that. I was just as happy when we had nothing. So,
when we were teenagers, I noticed that about their family. My parents, my dad's a preacher and my mom is a school teacher at a Christian school, so we didn't have hardly anything either. And so what attracted us to each other was what we saw in each other in our faith. And we dated very young, got married very young, and that's basically been our own motto. We've been very happy for 22 years before the money started coming in. So we have our core values as a family, and we've kept them, and that's our number one priority is making sure that our kids know that, so they also will have the same values, no matter what circumstances come your way. If God is your solid foundation, good or bad, you're going to be happy. You're going to be joyous if you're in Him, and that's what we stand on.
Well, to prove her point that it was a godly thing, you know, we were both virgins when we got married until our wedding night, and we decided to do it God's way, and we basically had a godly agreement that we would help each other get to heaven. And so, I mean, a lot of people just think that that's unreasonable or preposterous. I'm like, no, God's way. Yeah, that's strange. I'm like, you know, if everybody chose to do it God's way, the world would be a lot better off. You think about all the guilt.
And what an influence that we can have on our children because of that testimony. Our oldest son, Reed, has been dating a great girl for over a year and a half, and they also have the same commitment. So it's just such a wonderful, joyous time for us as a parent to be able to see that and the commitment that they have as children and wanting to do that also.
But it's a great testimony because we're like, look, we do this not because we're representing some organization. We do it because we trust in God and we believe His way is the better way in all things in life. So that's why when you ask me about the fame and fortune, I'm like, I'm going to use whatever God blesses me with as a platform to tell the world, look, God is for you. He proved it through sending Jesus down here to die for us and be resurrected. And for us, that gives us second chances and it gives us hope. And so we spread that message everywhere. We say, look, if God can use us, He can use anybody. So that's our story and we're sticking to it.
Here in an interview with Jace and Missy, his wife from Duck Dynasty,
Yeah.
He's the brother that, from the same mother, that gives his older brother a hard, hard time. It is so, I mean, you just, if you haven't seen it, it's a wholesome situation.
Yeah.
It's
good program.
It's a reality type thing.
Yeah, clean.
Obviously, somebody else is making the widgets now. They're not making them. They're just,
obviously. You know, not what they show on TV.
There's no way.
And, of course, they're millionaires now because of their ability success to produce this duck calls.
Mm-hmm.
And duck calls.
Imagine that.
People are like, I think all the ideas are thought of. There's nothing left for me. They made their money off a duck call. And that's God, right, blessing them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed it, you've got to go back and catch it. If you can listen to it in the first hour, maybe you can catch it on the VFN Torch, on the highlights, on your app, whatever,
mm-hmm,
at VFNTV.com. But it was just powerful, wasn't it?
Real powerful, yeah, because a lot of times people look at success and they think, oh, you know, is it real? Or what's the story behind the story?
Mm-hmm.
And they were really just honest and truthful and just said, listen, you know, the reason why we enjoy what we have is just because God blessed us with it. We knew what it was like not to have anything. And we realized that early on, it's just so important that our joy and our happiness wasn't built on external things, but it was built on our love for God,
yeah,
and our family. And which is really cool that, you know, they show them hunting and doing all type of things on a program. But he says that it was really not even about, you know, hunting and enjoying what we eat, you know, that ducks that we kill or whatever. It's basically who we're doing it with.
Yeah.
And when you boil everything down, that's what matters. And what matters is God, family, what you're doing for God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. And he says, listen, we were happy back then when we didn't have nothing, and we're just as happy today because we do have something, but it's, mm-hmm, our happiness.
It doesn't define them.
No, it doesn't define us. And that's the whole thing. Happiness is something that just happens, but only joy can come from the Lord.
That's right.
You know, and that's so, so cool, and it keeps you grounded. And the other thing that he shared about that I thought was so cool was the fact that him and his wife said, listen, we're going to try to live by these core values.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a pact, one, that they wanted to keep themselves pure before they got married. And the other pact,
which they succeeded at.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And they've been married 22 years.
Yeah.
And the other one was that they're going to help each other get to heaven.
Oh, that was awesome, wasn't it?
And it's so cool. Can you imagine making a partnership and you're talking with each other saying, listen, I'm going to do my very best in our relationship to help you get to heaven. You do the same for me.
Mm-hmm.
And together, when we talk about this pyramid, a lot of times people think that if we can just get close with one another, mm-hmm, then we can together reach God and
right,
reach our place of heaven. The truth is, think of it like a pyramid where, you know, one person's on one side, the other person's on the other side, and as you're going to the top of the pyramid, let's say, you're going to meet there. And,
right,
and that pyramid, is it just kind of shows that as you're going towards God and your relationship and putting God first,
mm-hmm,
that you'll meet there at that point, not on any kind of horizontal stuff that really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
If you missed that, he was drawing a triangle with his hands in the air. You might,
yeah,
have missed that.
Yeah,
on the radio.
It was a triangle, pyramid,
is that
triangle.
What that was?
That, yeah, that's, yeah. See, you know.
It was amazing.
There's also people, they also passed that on to their children.
Yeah.
Yes.
And their kids, yeah, are doing the very same thing.
So important. Core values, what you believe, what you instill in your family, what you live by and share. We talked about not too long ago on VFN Radio. Get your family on the page. Everyone has to be on the right page.
That's right.
The right page for your family. Maybe different from another family, but you need to have some basic core values and beliefs, and God needs to be number one in the center.
Well, he says, you know, anything divided will fall.
Yeah.
And so that one way to keep your family together is to be united in the, mm-hmm, direction you're going to, but the one way to keep it together in God is be united in God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the eyeball stands out. If somebody walks, that's outside, right, of that, it's kind of an obvious, you know, situation, mm-hmm, and the kind you pray for them and they'll come back. But yeah, it was encouraging, isn't it?
It was.
And of course, and what's really cool is the authenticity of this crew. You know, how authentic they are, how unreligious they are.
Yeah, mm-hmm, no guile, right?
Yeah, no guile, and but a lot of game.
Yeah.
No guile, but a lot of game.
They like to have fun.
They like to have fun. I felt like when I watch it, I feel like I'm in Mariana, because a lot of guys there like to hunt, and they have all the same situations going on.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I think Jack was buying for Shelly for their 50th anniversary took a picture of himself in a gun shop buying her a gun. That was funny.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Hey, baby, I got you a 12 gauge. Oh, darling, it's a golden 12 gauge. Golden anniversary, right? A golden anniversary. You imagine bringing
wow.
Home. It's like, hey, Donna, I got you, you know, an Uzi machine gun.
I can imagine buying my wife a shotgun.
Set that over there, right?
I tried a dirt devil once. That didn't work.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. It was a hint.
See, we'll just pause.
I said once. Just being humble, man.
embracing
I'm embracing my weakness.
You got me a dirt devil? Oh, my goodness. No, I
humorous early stories. Huh?
No. Oh yeah,
never mind. I'm not gonna go
57th
there.
Avenue days.
Oh, wow,
that's way back.
Egypt,
BC before Christ.
Yeah.
Making
bricks.
Not quite
making bricks with no straw.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.